on this Campaign Tuesday. We're focusing this week on the race for small claims court judge in Center Township. There are 9 townships in Marion County. Each of those townships have a court that are located in the township, headed by a judge, a sitting judge, a real judge elected by the people. And they settle disputes, landlord disputes, contract disputes. The dog entered my yard and tore up my flowers disputes. All those kinds of things. The incumbent judge is Michelle Smith-Scott, and she joins me live. Judge, welcome.
Thank you, Amos. How are you?
I'm just fine. So why are you running?
Well, I am running because I want to continue working for the people of Center Township. And in Indianapolis, I've been at the court for 14 years now, and I think this is one of the best times at the court right now. We have a lot of wonderful things going on, and I just want to see a continuation of all the things I've helped to build at the court.
For those that aren't familiar with you, what background and experience has brought you to the bench?
Well, I have been an attorney, or at least I've been licensed since 1995. So my legal career started in 95, and that's been about 19 years. I've been at the small claims court since 2000, and this year makes 14 years, starting in August, or at least that'll be my anniversary. And I have been the elected judge since 2006, so this is actually going into my third election, or I'll be seeking my third term. But much of the experience that comes from this job is actually doing the job. And before I was elected in 2006, I was the pro tem or part-time judge at the court for 6 years before I ever was elected. So that's actually where the vast majority of my experience came.
In this last term, all of the small claims courts here in Marion County have been under scrutiny. There was a very negative article in the Wall Street Journal that brought national attention on some of the shortcomings in all of the small claims courts in this county. Commissioned by Judge Rosenberg, who is the circuit court judge, who's kind of over you guys in the Supreme Court, sent some great retired jurists to kind of look into that, and they produced a report that has had some reforms, of which the biggest is if somebody brings an action that involves property in Center Township or an individual in Center Township, it must be in Center Township, no more sending it out to Decatur Township and making it very difficult. Will, if you're reelected by the voters, how will these reforms help you improve the service to the people of Center Township?
Well, what you're referring to is actually the venue rule change. Mm-hmm. And
but there were also other things as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were the task force report that came out a few years ago that really highlighted some of the areas that the small claims courts needed to improve on. I'm happy to say that in Center Township, as soon as we got the report from the task force, we started implementing the changes immediately, even before the date that they wanted them effective. Mm-hmm. The most recent venue rule change says that cases have to be filed in the township where you live or where you work or where the transaction occurred, and that is something new. Mm-hmm. Our court started that effective a year ago when we heard the rule was coming. Mm-hmm. We are a very, very busy court, and one of the things I told the staff is because we know this rule is coming, it's hard to turn a really big ship, so let's get started sooner. And so a lot of the reforms that were effective January 1, we started a year ago.
Mm-hmm. 239-1310, 239-1310, or you can send me an email at praiseindy.com, or you can send me a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. It's your opportunity to talk to the candidate about the issues important to you in this race. I must caution you, since she is not only a judicial officer, she's a judge. She cannot comment on any pending case, any active case, any case that's on appeal, not just in the small claims court, but any case in general. Because I'm not having the Indiana Supreme Court coming after me or taking away my honorary law degree. 239-1310. Let me start today with Michelle. Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
Fine.
I was calling to thank Judge Scott for helping a lot of us that's in need and for running for judge again. And she has my support.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful to hear. Thank you.
All right.
Yes. You'll be running again, and so you have my support, and I'll help you try to continue.
All All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. One of the issues that has come up in this court is where the court ought to be. You felt very, very strongly that the court should be in the city-county building where it has been, like, forever. Others disagree. You were vindicated, I guess is the correct term, by the Indiana Supreme Court. With all this talk about where courts ought to go, whether it's the big, you know, whether it's the, if we combine the criminal courts with the jail or whatever, keeping it downtown, how important is it from your point of view that our courts, you know, or the Center Township Court ought to be in the center part of the township?
Well, my situation with the Center Township Small Claims Court really dealt with the issue of access to justice and also judicial independence. There was a move to move the court, and I was not included in the decision-making. And so in terms of trying to not only protect the court, but also to protect the most vulnerable of those who are served by the court, I felt that the Small Claims Court needed to stay in the most convenient and most centrally located place. Mm-hmm. Many of the people that come to court are using the bus line. They are also using auxiliary services that are in the city-county building. And so my case involved a mandate action, which is essentially a legal action filed by a court. And so we were successful in keeping the court at the city-county building. And the Indiana Supreme Court actually agreed, and they affirmed the mandate action, and actually it was unanimous. So, mm-hmm. But the real important part of that is what I start off by saying. It's really an issue of access to justice. If you do not have the ability to get to a location that is centrally located, it may mean the difference between having your case heard or even feeling as though you will be able to get to a certain location. And that actually kind of goes back to the venue rule change. If you are a person that may not be familiar with all of the areas of Indianapolis, if you get a notice in the mail that says your court is in, or at least your court date is in a location that you've never even heard of, you've never been to a court in the farther parts of the county, mm-hmm. it may in some ways impair you from being able to get to court. And so it was a very important decision. And I think starting out, I didn't realize just how much of a landmark decision it would be, but it really was an important fight to have.
We're talking with Judge Michelle Smith Scott. She is the incumbent small claims judge on the Democratic side in the Democratic primary on May the 6th. How important is it that people that come into small claims court understand how it works? You know, recognizing that the only experience they may have in a courtroom is watching Judge Judy at 4 o'clock or watching a crime show in prime time or watching that channel that's nothing but court shows 24/7. How important is it for them to understand how a Marion County or an Indiana small claims court works, and that it's not just like TV?
It's not like TV, and it is important for people to understand that there are resources available at the court. Mm-hmm. The wonderful thing about the small claims court system that I admire, and that's actually a word that I've used often, is that you can have any issue that's a civil issue, and as long as it fits within the jurisdictional limit of our courts, and that's any case up to $6,000, you can bring it to small claims. A lot of times people, they don't know how to even really articulate what the issue is, but they'll still come down to court to see if there's something that can be done. Mm-hmm. And we want to encourage people to do that. I mean, that is a wonderful thing. One of the really neat things about the task force, if I can use that language, and it probably shocks you by saying mm-hmm. that, or shocks you by hearing mm-hmm. me say that, but the task force allowed us to examine ourselves, mm-hmm. and we have made tons of improvements in all 9 of the courts. I know my court in particular, not only did we have the renovation of the court that came through the mandate action, where we've expanded our space and improved the actual, just the physical environment, but actually as of yesterday, we have a media center in the court where we're actually showing a video on representing yourself in small claims court. We have website information. We have court forms available online. And oftentimes, and in most cases, people are walking into court and they have no information. They don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But we have a highly trained staff. I've got 11 staff people, and that has increased over time. And the resources are there.
Is one of the issues that the system needs to do a better job of is knowing how mobile people are. Knowing that sometimes people don't leave a forwarding address.
Yes.
And then people say, I didn't get the notice to come to court, or I'm not going to say that plaintiffs play fast and loose, but perhaps the plaintiff went and got an address from 20 years ago for a person so they could kind of say, Judge, they didn't show up. Find them guilty. Do we have to do a better job to make sure that in this age when, people can be found, that, people that participate do their best efforts to find folks, and so both sides get their day in court?
Well, I think what you have to remember is the case is filed by the plaintiff.
Right.
And so the plaintiff, the person who is initiating the lawsuit, is the one who actually provides the information.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get what's commonly known as the last known address if they don't have a current address.
Mm-hmm.
But the wonderful thing about the small claim system is that, let's say there's a judgment that was entered against someone, say an Amos Brown,
mm-hmm.
years ago. If you later find out that you have this judgment against you, the small claim system has mechanisms for the court to allow you to have that opened up again. You can file what's called an independent action to get the case reopened.
An independent action.
Yes, that's if a judgment is older than a year old. And once again, as I said, because the plaintiff is providing the address, the court would have no way of knowing
mm-hmm.
whether or not the address is good or bad unless it comes back as a bad address.
Right.
So if we get mail that comes back and says this person doesn't live there anymore, we're not going to issue a judgment on that.
Mm-hmm.
But if all of the procedural steps are in place and we see according to the file, it looks like they have service, it looks like their notices were sent out, the legal process goes on. But the good thing is, if at some point, or actually if at any point in the process, we discover that the person didn't find out, or they, later come back and say, I disagree, there are mechanisms available to them.
Let me go to Rick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Ms. Great Show today. I'm curious, Judge Scott, out of, winning the court trial and all that, out of your tenure, you said 14 years at the court, what legacy are you most proud of? Thank you.
Ooh, that's a great question.
Legacy. Well, I think that the physical space at the court has been so vastly improved. I'm glad to see that happened while I have been at the bench.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest thing that I've seen improved is that people are now coming to court with a very positive, expectation. And even this week, today's Tuesday, and yesterday there was a gentleman that sat in court at the end, and he was really coming for information, and he made a comment I rarely hear. He said, this was a really nice place and a nice experience. And I actually had to look around because I was trying to figure out what his comment was on, and I thought, I'm thinking he's complimenting the physical environment. And he said, no, he said the staff, the way I've been treated. And mm-hmm. that is the best thing that you can hear as a judge, because the judicial canons really focus on patience, dignity, courtesy, and compassion. And in terms of legacy, I want people to know that when they come to the Center Township Court, for as long as I'm there, mm-hmm. they will not only be treated fairly, but their case will be heard, and any issue can be addressed. And if it's something that hasn't been addressed, we will find out a way of fixing it.
Got a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. Judge Scott, are you planning to make more use of electronic filing? For example, filing motions online.
Well, electronic filing, we have just started e-certified mail service. Mm-hmm. So we've been having a little bit of discussion about how you receive your notice in court. We now have it where if you are served by certified mail, those old green cards that used to come back in the mail, they have been banished forever from our court. And so now we have
the Postal Service sends it back to the court by email.
Actually, it puts it on the United States Postal Service website. You can go to the website, and as long as you have your case number and your tracking number, you now can find your own status of
the
service.
The Postal Service did that?
They do. They do that. It's wonderful. They do that.
Every letter carrier just driving around listening to me just went, yay!
But in terms of motions, we are improving our website. I have a personal website that's just michellesmithscott.com, but the court itself, we are working on trying to get our website up and running. The older website is fairly outdated, and so we're trying to phase out the website we had before. But I think that we want to keep up with whatever the top high-performance courts are doing. So if they're e-filing, we are looking at that as well.
Let me go to Bob at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good evening, Amos, and people that are in the station. I kind of lost faith in the small claim system. As a small business owner, we filed a claim about 3 years ago, and it was ruled in our favor. And then we get a notice from the small claims court stating that we needed to come back into court because the person that we filed against, his wife doesn't have an office, but she is an attorney, and filed some type of motion, you know, with the small claims court. And we went to court, you know, and after 30 days, she ruled against us. I don't understand that.
Let me ask you, was this in Center Township?
I cannot
let her comment because the judicial rules of ethics that judges and judicial candidates and attorneys must follow, they cannot comment on any case that has either been before them or on appeal.
No, it's not on appeal.
No, but they can't comment anyway.
Oh, they can't comment on an old case?
No, they cannot comment on an old case.
I see.
You know,
is there anything after 3 years that I can do about this?
I would say, have you spoken with an attorney?
No.
I would speak with an attorney who could advise you what your rights are under the law.
Okay,
and it may be under the law that you have rights to file an appeal either back into small claims court or into civil court.
Okay.
She just cannot, even if I just gave you the correct answer that she would have given you, she cannot answer.
I see.
Okay?
Okay.
Unfortunately, judicial candidates have a separate set of ethics that guide them in a campaign, and it's not the same as the regular candidates. Where they can't duck any question. You follow
okay.
me?
I do.
Okay.
I do. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate that. 239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is back to the phones. And James, hi there.
Yeah, I got three questions.
Okay.
Number one is, what's the statute of limitations on a civil case? Number one. Number two is, can I bring a lawyer to a civil case? And number three is, how do you get a judgment overturned after a judge has heard your case?
When you say overturn, that means you lost?
Yeah.
If you lost the case?
Exactly.
Okay. She can't answer the third one. I can. You have the right to appeal. And it would appeal to the civil courts.
Marion County Superior Court.
Marion County Superior Court, Civil Division.
Within 60 days.
Within 60 days of you losing.
All right, and what's the statute of limitations?
All right, now, number one, on statute of limitations on small claims.
It depends on what kind of case it is. It depends on if it was a written instrument. It depends. And on statute of limitation
like
questions, contract. I always direct folks to talk to an attorney about that because it's a critical issue. If you file too late, then your statute of limitations may be
and
up.
That's something the clerks in the court cannot answer.
They will not. They may give you a sheet that says, in general, these are the time limits, but pretty much I think people know that, okay, personal injury case, that's within 2 years. But I heard a question that was answered a little bit earlier on a particular case, and you know, because I've heard so many cases over the years, I know there are a number of scenarios where you may think the answer is one, but given more facts, you find out it actually is an entirely different circumstance.
And on James's second question, can someone bring an attorney to represent them in small claims court?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right, James. Great, great questions, though. Appreciate it. Let me go to Sam at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, First of all, Judge, I wanted to say congratulations. I saw the picture of your new baby, a beautiful child. But let me get to the point. You've been on the bench for some time. I think that, I don't have to think, but you've displayed character, integrity. You're very professional. And I know that you have an opponent in this race, and, you know, she's a very professional young lady as well. But I have to throw my support behind you because I sat in your courtroom and I've watched you. You're very fair. And, you know, I think your greatest quality is you listen. And you don't, you're not a bully. But long story short is I think you are an outstanding judge. I'm supporting you. My mother's in heaven now. If she was here, I'm sure she would support you because you were very loyal to her. So I just wanted to say, thank you for what you've done and for having the backbone to stand up to some things that, in my opinion, were unfair. You take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me go to John at 239-1310. Hi there.
Well, howdy. How y'all doing today?
We're fine.
Yeah, John Warren, Center Township Board, 5th District. Just wanted to call about two things. First, Amos, had a caller earlier about a collection agency. I just sent you a...
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Okay, that might help you answer that for that gentleman, because he's not dealing with a small claims court issue. He's dealing with a collection agency, and you don't have to deal with them, but you have to cut them off within 30 days. So that's something to keep them from messing with your credit. And second, Your Honor, you know we went through this whole deal with the trustee taking and building a court costing $500,000 plus, and then on top of that having to go through the court case and everything because he did not even come to you on that. But dealing with the previous lady that was running for the office had talked about the accessibility because there's free parking down there, and that is true. Center downtown at the City County Building, there's not free parking, but there's a lot of bus access, and most people, it seems, that come to your court, and it's the busiest court in the state. What, 13, 14, 15,000 cases a year these days. But, you know, discuss about the bus line and the fact that there are no sidewalks there on the parkway, and therefore you are talking about people with children having to go there, dealing with that. If they got a ride, that's great. They got a parking place. If, you know, but the thing about this is I think the other young lady is running for only one reason, is because she's a picked candidate of the trustee, my personal opinion. And, you know, from what I've heard around political circles, and I'm worried about anybody coming down there to that courthouse at the Julia Carson Center, because the buses do not go right in front of it. It doesn't let you out there. There are no sidewalks, and it's that parkway would be very dangerous for literally having, you know, another 12, 15,000 people have to walk down that way. Now, that's my only thing with it, and I'll let you guys answer that, and I'll go back to listening on the radio.
All right, let me let the judge respond.
Well, I guess what I've learned over time is that you rarely fight the last war. And so the Indiana Supreme Court came back and made a decision that the Center Township Small Claims Court is in the best location at the City County Building. So I've moved forward with that, and we are trying to make sure that the court is the most accessible and the friendliest and most competent court there is around. And so I appreciate the support, and I absolutely am wholehearted in my belief that the access to justice and access to a fair system is what's most important, even if there are consequences to that. And so I just hope that anyone that has been to the court, particularly in the past 6 months or so, will see the difference in not only its physical space, but the improved court, all the equipment that we have now. I mean, part of that came out of the case as well, that we're now on the Odyssey case management system. We've been on that for about 4 or 5 years, but even just new computers, the e-filing, the new media center, all these things are available for the public. And so I would just encourage anyone that if they have a question about how the court is being currently run, please come down to 200 East Washington Street, down in the basement. I tell folks all the time, we're right next to the Pepsi machine. And just take a look and sit in the back of the courtroom. Even if you don't have a case, just come down and also invite kids. I have a kids at court program. I've had kids from oh gosh, I've had kids as young as third graders that have come to the court to kids that are also in college and law students. I regularly have a stream.
Do the third graders understand what's going on?
They do. And actually, I'm not saying this just because I know the teacher at one of the schools, but I had a wonderful group of, I believe they were fourth graders from the Indiana Science and Math Academy about a year or so ago, and that was just the best bunch of kids. You would think that the younger kids may not pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. They were awesome. They had a lot of feedback and really wanted to know why the lawyers weren't asking certain questions. So,
the kids was dogging out the lawyers. Oh, my goodness. They hire them right now. Let me go to Robert at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yes. I would just like to commend Judge Scott for the tremendous work that she's doing. And I just pray and hope that she continues to do the work that she's doing, because she's done a tremendous work.
All right.
Thank you.
Let me go to Tony at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, I just have a question. I heard the man talking about parking and, you know, sidewalks and stuff like that. What about hiring private contractors as far as like small, you know, buses? I got a couple of friends, they have buses that seat like 35, you know, 40, you know, passenger, you know, the small passenger buses, you know, that can, you know, go to maybe the fairgrounds, you know, and bring them there and take them back, you know, whatever, or, you know, there's an easy way.
I don't know whether that is the proper function. That's not the proper function of a court, to provide transportation. That's not a court function.
Yeah, but if there's nowhere to park, you know, you're walking through the neighborhoods, the streets, mm-hmm. and cars, and, you know, that's the only thing.
That's an interesting point. Appreciate it. Let me go to Pastor Thornton at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos. Before I ask this question or make this statement, I just want to let you know this coming Saturday at 8:30. We do have Congressman Carson, individuals from the city council, and state representatives are going to be at Greater St. Mark for an opportunity for constituents to ask questions to their representatives. So this is for a community. They can come to Greater St. Mark 8:30 Saturday morning, and we will have those persons there, and you can ask them any questions as it relates to how they represent you.
Okay.
I want to say that Judge Scott, good afternoon. She's a very honorable Christian woman. From my experience, not only there in a courtroom, but outside of the courtroom, she's an honorable lady, very down to earth. And I just want to publicly say I love you, support you, and just pray God will continue to bless you as a woman of God. Thank you, Amos.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Douglas at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yes, I have just had a quick question. Mm-hmm. Does the court offer any kind of clinics for information on the entire judicial process for small mm-hmm. claim courts?
Mm, great question.
Yes, I was going to say that's a great question. A couple of things. I want to make mention of the Marion County Prosecutor's Office. They offer periodic trainings for landlords and people who are interested in housing. And I have been a speaker at their program at least for the past 2 to 3 years. And I would say you can contact the Marion County Prosecutor's Office Community Prosecution Division if you want more information about that. But specific to the court, I have offered trainings at the court. And really, whenever we're in between court sessions, I make myself available to answer general questions for the public. Oftentimes, the most difficult part of a small claims case is actually the collections part of it. It's a lot easier to obtain the judgment than it is to actually try to collect on the judgment. And so many of the people who are trying to collect their judgments are not represented by attorneys. And so there are clinics that I've offered, and I'll be continuing to offer those in the future. I would just say either check with the small claims court for Center Township to see are there any programs coming up, or you can always visit my website, MichelleSmithScott.com, and I oftentimes have put upcoming events that I've scheduled for that. But if there's anyone that's interested in information on how to represent themselves in court or prepare for trial, either visit the court in person and we can give you that information if you don't have a computer, or you can contact the website.
All right. Is translation an issue as with the Hispanic population growing in Center Township, providing translation services? Everything you do must be in English by law, but making sure that those that aren't that good in English understand what's going on?
It is. And this actually falls under the access to justice sort of description. This is the, well, in the past 2 years, I was able to obtain a grant through the Indiana Supreme Court in order to get foreign language interpreter services. And we were already offering services, but it's nice when you get a little bit of a financial boost from an entity. And in this case, it was the Indiana Supreme Court. I will be applying for the third year for that same grant. And so anyone that comes into court, if they do need an interpreter, all they have to do is just alert the staff. And oftentimes we may be able to pick that up if we're having communication issues, and not just say foreign language, but also American Sign Language, or if they have any type of disability where we may need an interpreter, we will make those services available. And oftentimes, if we are in the midst of a hearing and if we discover there seems to be some sort of language barrier, there have been many times where I've actually stopped the hearing and said, I want to get this rescheduled because I want to make sure that they are fully aware and fully competent with everything that's going on.
Let me go to Antoinette at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi there. I just wanted to say to Judge Michelle Scott that I had the pleasure of meeting you back in 2009, and I know the compassion and things you show toward people and being there and supporting people and also being very fair. So I just want to say that even though I listened to the young lady prior to you that's running, like the gentleman said before, I do too believe that you're the best candidate for this job because you've been doing it and you show all the qualities that everyone needs for the support. And I just want to say we love you and you have our vote.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Dave at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
How you doing, Judge Scott? This is Dave Rod.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. When you're reelected, because I believe you will be, I would like to know if maybe you'd be interested in getting more young people involved with finding out how maybe they can become judges and maybe come down to the court and sit with you for the day or something like that.
I would be very happy to actually continue doing that because I've always kept an open door for any student to come down to the court. I've had students from the IU Law School, from many of the high schools in Indianapolis, Broad Ripple, Arsenal Tech, Arlington. Mm-hmm. Students from Arlington have come down, and also individual kids that have just come down, even with their parents. And so as far as a formal program, I have that already in place. And if you want more information, you can always contact the court or just contact me directly. But one of the things I think is so important is for kids to be able to come down to the court. Small claims court is really unique because it's not a criminal court, and it is a safe environment. And they because they are familiar with a lot of the things on television and the Judge Judy's and the Judge Joe Brown.
They kind of understand what's going on.
They can understand. And as I said earlier, they are very observant and can always give good feedback.
One issue that came up in that task force thing was weddings. You're a judge in city county building, and people said, she does all the weddings in the city county building except on Valentine's Day, and then the county clerk does it. Your opportunity to address the community on that.
Well, I think that the Indiana Supreme Court came back with a response to that, and they said that that was not related to my decision to keep the court at the city county building. Couples can still get married, and if they do, they would just have to contact me directly. I just from my own ethical perspective, because that was an issue, I made the decision to not officiate the weddings physically at the court. And so that really was just my own personal reason, just to say if that was something that I was challenged on, I wanted to make sure that I had my own level of integrity. But I can still officiate weddings. And as a matter of fact, I have quite a few couples that see me out just in different places, and they tell me that I married them in 2005 or 2001 and so forth.
And show you the baby pictures.
And they do. They do. And actually, I received a text message a couple of weeks ago from a couple that I officiated their wedding not too long ago.
our standard closing question with all of our candidates. If people want more information about your campaign, Michelle Smith Scott, how'd they get a hold of?
They can always go to michellesmithscott.com, and that's spelled michellesmithscott.com. They can always reach me through the website because it has all my information, my cell phone, my number, all that.
She is the incumbent judge in the small claims court in Center Township. She is running for re-election in the Democratic primary on May the 6th. She is Michelle Smith Scott. The website is michellesmithscott.com. Judge, thanks very much for being with us. Glad
to
have you.
Thank you so much, Amos. And I have to say, go in you.
There you go.